Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch, and we are speaking with Councilman Angelo Ferrara from North Hempstead. And at the break, we were just having a conversation in reference to people who commit to working in government. And Angelo said, as we went into the break, you know, you give up a lot. You give up money.
Yeah.
So you could have stayed there for another 10 years,
yeah,
or whatever it was,
yeah,
and just have that much more money,
right,
which goes to your kids and your grandchildren, sure, etc. So you make choices in life.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that he said that I think needs to be acknowledged is during his time as a councilman, he doesn't put in for receipts.
No.
And so therefore, and I understand the pressure. They want you with things, and sometimes you get comped, which is fine. But other times, you got to keep buying tickets for these events.
Mostly, I
buy the firemen, the police, etc. All these places,
sure,
because after a while, they have to pay for the dinner.
Sure.
So if you're going and not paying, I'd rather not go.
Sure.
It's just let them save the money. They're not-for-profit organizations.
Yeah.
So by putting them in, and you have the right,
yeah,
to get some of that money back, the,
yeah,
fact that you don't just says, listen, I'm doing this for the right reason. I have no interest in playing games.
Right.
You know?
It's more, it's the people. I mean, I'll give you one example. I was at a senior citizen function, and there were maybe 250, 300 people, and I walked in late, and there was a big argument going on at the senior because they were going to Atlantic City, and the buses that they had used raised the price, and they didn't want it, they couldn't afford to pay the price, and they found another company that was cheaper, but they were concerned about the safety. And there was a battle going back and forth. And I'm standing in the back, and finally I said, whoa. I said, this is going on way too long. I said, what are we talking about here? They said, well, it's three buses. I said, how much did they raise it? They said, $100 a bus. I said, here's a check for $300. Get the good, safe buses and go and enjoy yourself. I mean, that $300 is not going to make or break me.
Right.
But
it
gave a couple hundred people peace of mind as they're going on a trip to Atlantic City to enjoy themselves rather than worrying about, is this bus going to make it or not? So I take it personally. Because I'm doing this personally for them, you know, not for me, not for a career path. I'm not looking at going anywhere else.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying.
Now, as a man, you mentioned to us that you're not a supporter of writing a speech and knowing exactly what you're going to say when you speak to the public and so on. What does your schedule look like with so many things going on? How do you stay on track? Do you sleep at all?
No,
I mean,
not very
whoa!
Little.
I mean, this is some wow!
No.
I mean, how do you manage?
Very, very little. And Kay, my aide, who's outside, she keeps me on track. Between my wife and Kay, those take care of my calendar. And but you know what? When it's a labor of love, you don't mind doing it. You know, when you go someplace and you see somebody that was having a major problem, and you know that you solved their problem, you don't need to be acknowledged for it. I don't need any thank you for it. I just take pride in knowing that that person had a problem. I changed their life by some action that I took. That's my reward. It's not the money.
Right.
Okay? And the second part of that reward is showing my children that you can do both. You can make your way in life, and you can have a good life, but you should give back and help other people. I have five children. I have four boys and a girl. So I thought originally that I would only have to pay for one wedding. Well, none of my children married anybody with money, so guess who paid for the wedding, okay? Except one. Well, one son married a Chinese girl whose parents were very well off. The Chinese believe the boy pays for the wedding. How could I win? Okay? I just can't win. So my life is just service, okay? My life is paying and service, and that's what it is. But I accept it, and I enjoy it.
Right.
So to me, I don't view that as work. To me, when I walk into a room and I see people that have a problem and I know I can help them and I do help them, and they look, the look in their eyes or the tear that may come down is just the reward for me.
Right.
It says I touched somebody's life. I made their life better than it was before. I didn't sit there as a politician worrying about where my next vote was coming from or how much money I had to raise. Mm-hmm. I don't care. If the people are tired of having me in that position, they're going to vote that way. And you know what? And their will should be done. I should be moving on and doing something else.
Now, as a child, did your family have this attitude as well? Where did you get all this from?
No, I got it from my family, but I mean, my father didn't have much of an education, and financially we didn't have a lot of money, but what he taught me was the value of doing things for other people and family and friends, and how important that was. I mean, he was probably the least, had the least amount of money every time I would watch him as we would go someplace, but he would always be the first one to try and pick up the bill. Okay, and I still do that. You know, one of my sons calls me Seinfeld because I'm trying to, like, you know, always pay the bill and pay the gas and do those things. But those are the things that were instilled in me. They gave me, and my father said one time, he says, I can give you love and I can give you education. I can't give you a whole lot more, but hopefully those things will carry you through. And that's a philosophy that I tried to do also with my wife, my children, because anything above that is gravy. But right. I gave you the essentials that you need to be successful, and I gave you the family life and was that example for you. Wow. So that's what's important to me. And it came from my parents, even though they didn't know what they were imparting. You know, it's...
What I refer to that is, like, you as a councilman, you own it.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, some people take this job for whatever reason, and whatever government job, from, you know, president on down,
right.
It makes no difference.
Right.
Other people, no matter what it is, whether it's this job, if you own it, that's, you're taking full responsibility.
Absolutely.
Because you want to do it.
Absolutely.
That's the end of it. You don't want to do something that's the worst torture in the world, to be sitting someplace you don't want to be.
And if you don't have a passion for doing it,
right.
It's not going to be done well.
And I assume your family also truly supports all of this, because they can be roadblocks, and they're not.
They have never been. Well, actually, I didn't get involved in politics until I finished raising my children. They were all pretty grown up before I got entered politics, so I didn't take away from them, and I wouldn't take away from them, because that was my prime responsibility. But after that was gone, my bigger responsibility now is to the community that I live in, and to my neighbors and my friends and my relatives, and anybody that I could help. That's what I need to do. I mean, not to help somebody when you're in a position to help somebody, that's a crime as far as I'm concerned.
I'm agreeing there. Just within your district, then, stuff that you're working on currently.
Well, you know, the biggest things we got going on right now is trying to continue to upgrade and fix all of our parks, which
right.
we're doing. We're spending
going very well. I understand
it's going
that. That's, you know,
extremely well. Broadway Park was an example, and I think, you know, if you look at the dynamics of what used to be versus what is, there's a big change. If you were to look south of the expressway a number of years ago, there'd be a big difference in what the parks looked like and the services that were provided. And there was a distinction of, like, the southern tier of the town really got treated as a stepchild compared to the northern tier of the town. Well, that's all changed. And Judy and I work extremely well together. We don't play politics with each other. We're friends and confidants. And we do whatever needs to be done. So the biggest part of the changes that took place are so beneficial to the people on the South Shore, because now all of Southern Tier.
I know you're saying, South Shore.
I want a shore. I want waterfront property in my district, but unless one of the sewer lines break, I'm not going to get it. But I think that, you know, we can make a difference in making sure that people don't feel like they're stepchildren. They feel like they pay those taxes,
right.
Their services. So, and my thing with the previous supervisor was, and I called him down to one of those parks, and I said, I want you to look at this park, and you show me any park on the Northern Shore that looks like this. This is unacceptable, and this needs to be rectified right now. And to his credit, we pump money in immediately, fix it up, and then continue to do that. So the biggest thing that we're doing right now is making sure that the services that we provide are delivered, and delivered in a cost-effective manner,
right,
because we also need to protect the citizens from getting tax increases, and we need to stay within the tax cap so that they get those checks back. And it's a difficult situation. But the positive thing is that we don't have any sniping going on in the town. We don't have anybody trying to embarrass the other party.
Right.
And unfortunately, at different levels of government, that still exists, because unfortunately, you know, I characterize it as in Washington, it's like it's a bunch of babies with no parental supervision.
Yeah.
You know, instead of working together for the good of the people, and then you heard that on my speech when Tom Suozzi was there, and I pointed right to Tom and I said, take this back to Washington. I said, this is absolute nonsense. We get it here in the town. The rest of this country has to get it. We need to pull together. We have to stop this division and moving further and further apart. And we need to work for the people, not for the party. If we do the right thing for the people, that is the right thing for both our parties.
Right, right.
And we
and
have
both
it backwards.
Person gets reelected no
exactly.
matter what the party you're in. I agree
exactly.
with you.
Exactly. And instead of trying to solve that artificial thing that may help a party at the detriment of the public is unacceptable.
Right.
I'd rather walk away than do that.
And that is, unfortunately, the attitude in Washington today.
I know.
Really, just because you say Republican or you say Democrat, I have to disagree with you, even if I agree with you.
I know.
I can't. I say, but no, that, I can't agree with you.
See, that's unacceptable. But you look at the town board meetings. Now, Judy's a Democrat and I'm a Republican.
Right.
We work together.
I know that, 100%.
There is never a political challenge. There is never somebody trying to embarrass somebody else.
Right.
It's how do we get the best service to the public? How do we do
There'll
the right thing
There'll be a challenge for the issue. If you disagree with something, I'm sure you turn around and say, I don't agree with this.
Yeah,
we have
you know
to
what?
Fix it. I have to do it done differently.
But you know what? We have a caucus, and we sit down, and we try to work those out before the caucus, during the caucus.
Okay,
so that when we go before the board meeting, that we're at least hopefully in sync, and we show a unified stance, that we've worked out the details to make sure that the interest of the public is served first.
Right.
And that's what we do.
So what's happening on the federal level isn't truly having a major effect on what's going on within the town.
Well, it's affecting our residents because of this tax. I have a major problem with this with the new tax program because of what happened in eliminating the write-off of the property taxes and the state tax, and that hurts the senior citizens more than anybody else. They're the ones that can least afford it now. And what do they do? What recourse do they have? Hopefully, the legislature in the state and the governor will do something to help offset that. And hopefully the towns and the villages and the county will look for whatever they can to help offset some of that. But we as the federal government put us in a bad position with relative to our senior citizens in our ability to help them, especially when we're locked in with a tax cap. So we can't raise taxes anymore, which is good. At least that helps protect some degree.
Right, I agree.
The senior citizens. But this in my mind was a bad move and New York and the other states that got affected the way we did really got hurt. Because the rest of the country, it's minimal impact to them.
Right.
To us, when you look at the amount of taxes that we pay and the amount of taxes that we would have been able to write off, that's a significant portion of a senior citizen's income. And we just took their quality of life and standard of living down. And that's shame on us. These are the people that built these towns, built the county, built the state, built the country. And how do we say thank you?
I'm agreeing.
We increase their bill. I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with Washington not being smart enough to get together and stop this nonsense and do the right thing for everybody. It's not hard.
It's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace.
But we're done, believe it or not, Angelo.
We are. It flew. We're done. I thought I was going to maybe run again. What do you mean we're done, John?
You'll be back in 4 years. No. We've been listening to Angelo Ferraro here on Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.